When it comes to looking your best, is there really a right time for a facelift? Some experts say don't even think about it until after other cosmetic procedures, but others may argue it's the first thing you should do. So who's right? And could waiting actually age you faster than acting now? After you've had a facelift, are you completely done? Today, we're breaking down the real risks and rewards of putting off the ultimate anti-aging procedure. Get ready to uncover the insider secrets cosmetic surgeons don't always talk about and decide for yourself if it's worth the wait. Stick around because by the end of this episode, you might just rethink your entire cosmetic timeline.
Welcome to The Doc Dudes, your premier podcast for a behind-the-scenes look at the latest in aesthetic medicine. Hosted by the cosmetic surgeons at Graper Harper Cosmetic Surgery in Charlotte, North Carolina, The Doc Dudes brings you interviews with insightful guests, expert tips from experienced medical professionals, and lots of laughs along the way. And now, here's Dr. Garrett Harper, Dr. Robert Graper, and Dr. Evan Zug, also known as The Doc Dudes.
Welcome to a new episode, episode 13, of Doc Dudes. This is entitled Facelift Cosmetic Procedures, Saving the Best for Last? Let me introduce who we've got. I am Garrett Harper, plastic surgeon at Graper Harper Cosmetic Surgery. I have at the round table, the oval table, the Movil table, kind of modified oval. I've got Dr. Zug, plastic surgeon. Say hello, Dr. Zug.
Hello, everyone.
I've got Dr. Robert Graper.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I've got Linda Owens, who is an aesthetic injector and Allergan Medical Institute national educator and trainer, which is a big deal. I think if you've listened to any of our podcasts, you know how much we love talking about how lauded Linda Owens is throughout the country, and that the people who make the majority of the hyaluronic acid fillers and Botox that we use in our office think so highly of her that they send her all over the place to teach people, including physicians, how to use their products and how to get great results. So really great to have her. And we have Melissa Myers, who is one of our medical estheticians and the ThermiVa specialist, which I don't know if we're talking about today, but it's kind of cool. So say hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hey there. In any event, today we're going to talk about cosmetic facelift procedures and really how we combine skincare and injectables, both before and after, or how we kind of look at the whole process in order to help our patients get the best results. So this isn't so much about like the facelift procedures or kind of how they're done or comparing different techniques or anything like that. It's really talking about, hey, I'm thinking I want to look younger. The face is a great place to start. Everybody's going to look at it. You can cover up your chest. You can cover up your tummy. You can't really cover up your face all the time, I guess, unless you live in Doha or Dubai or one of those places where I went last summer, which was a lot of fun. But this is going to be kind of a way where how to be all-inclusive to get the absolute best results. So we have introduced everybody. I'm going to have Dr. Robert Graper, who really is kind of the main surgeon here that does facelift, neck lift procedures. We all do them, but, you know, he's the senior guy and the oldest guy, so he's going to.
Yes, I am the oldest.
Right.
Undisputed oldest.
That's right. The most esteemed. And so define a facelift for us. Like, just kind of tell us your philosophy. I don't think we need to get into anatomical stuff or any of that. I think we've done podcasts on that before. But just basically what a facelift is, and then what does it do for the patient, and what does it not do? Like, what are the limitations of a facelift?
Well, facelifts improve the appearance of the face. That's not the brow. That's not the eyes. It's the cheeks, the nasolabial fold, that, you know, line that goes down from your nose to your mouth, and the jowls, and then the neck. Yep. That's included in the facelift.
Can you define for me when people ask questions like, what's a facelift? What's a lower facelift? What's a neck lift? What are the differences in those three if somebody comes in and says, I want a facelift, and you're like, no, you just need a neck lift, or vice versa. Like, how do you kind of define the anatomy there? What addresses what?
A neck lift gets your neck, but it doesn't get your face. Okay. A facelift does get your face, but it also gets your neck. And The way I talk about it, if you're only doing your face and not doing your neck, I call that a mini facelift.
Gotcha.
You could call it a lower facelift. Some people might say that, but to me, lower face, does that include the neck? So we just call it a mini.
Is the incision any different for those patients? Like, do they, they're just doing their neck? Is it a shorter incision? Is it something that they don't?
You know, when you're not removing skin from the face and the direction of pull is kind of straight back along the jawline rather than obliquely up over the jawline, you don't develop as much extra skin in the cheek and sideburn area with a neck lift. So you don't have to have a little horizontal incision under your sideburn. We used to do incision in the temporal area, but the sideburn would go up an inch or two because you got too much skin.
It's
a
wild
dead giveaway for a facelift, and it looks weird.
Yeah.
So we now start putting that dart in there right under the sideburn. Heals fantastic. That isn't needed for neck lifts because you're not removing a lot of skin in the face.
Sure.
But otherwise, the incisions are the same. They go from the upper part of the ear or the ear cheek junction around the backside of the ear and then down the hairline or maybe into the hairline. And the mastoid area, you know, depending on how high that hairline is and the angle that it comes off just to maintain good blood supply of those skin flaps.
So the way I kind of look at it is, you know, Evan, you do a ton of breast and body work here is kind of when people ask questions like about a mini or a full tummy tuck, right? So it's like we use that line, the belly button, the umbilicus is kind of our line of dissection, right? So it's kind of similar in that a facelift is going to do the whole tummy as like, you know, when we talk about full tummies
right.
And a neck lift is, if it stops at the jaw, it's going to stop kind of at the belly button.
I mean, a lot of people come in and their neck really has got more advanced aging and the face isn't too bad.
Yeah.
And some of those will pick just to do the neck. And then some others will advise to at least think about doing the face. Because you're doing it all right now, and
sure.
The incisions are basically the same. The recovery is exactly the same. The cost is less because you got one facility